Just to ask you, will this game be defined by the roles of both goalkeepers?
No, this game won't be defined at all. This game is a share of the spoils. I said before the game, this is not a defining game. It would have been massive if we had went 9 points behind. It would have been great if we had went 3 points behind. But ultimately, there is 60-odd points still to be played for. I think there's so much football to be played. We've got to try and get a one on Friday night at home against Dundalk. And then we lead into a period of games where we're back at the Brandywell for a long period. It feels like an eternity since we've been at the Brandywell. And when we get back to Brandywell, we want to make sure we're picking up wins.
Do you feel it was a fair result tonight?
I do. I think it was a fair result. I thought we dominated the first half. I thought there was not many chances in the game. I think we had the best one. The save Peters made has come from a set piece. But ultimately, there's nothing in the match. But again, you know, I think in the back of Bohemians having to go to Waterford, us having to go to Cork, and then coming here for such an important game, it's just a pity that it wasn't a Friday night game with 6 days rest. It's just a pity that the two teams that have been fantastic all year haven't been able to have that proper recovery time to actually go and showcase what we're really about, because I think two teams tonight look tired, look jaded, but that's not... It is what it is. So it's a good point.
Had you been offered the 4 points in the two games, would you accept them?
No, I think we got to set our target out for 9 points. When you get the opportunity to have 9 points in a week, I think that has to be the goal, that has to be the target. But the way the game petered out, we didn't start the second half with any great purpose. But you know, in times gone by, we might have lost that game. It's very important to keep clean sheets. Our back four was magnificent, our goalkeeper was magnificent, but I also thought their back four marshalled our forwards quite well, and I thought their goalkeeper was magnificent as well. So add on to that, a midfield battle with some real quality in there, and it's definitely, in my opinion, a fair result.
And coming in now, just at the transfer window, is there going to be more bodies coming in over the next week or two?
Only if they're good enough, only if they're better than what we have. I still like to bring in at least another one, possibly two players, but again, as I say, only if they're better than what we have. We're happy with what we've done at this moment in time. And a big part of that was extending Junior and Parky's deals. Delighted with that. Bringing another forward in and Connor Davis. Bringing another wide player in and Darren McCauley. So we can't be greedy, but at the same time, you know, we've got to be happy in terms of the bodies that hopefully in the next week or two will be available to us when you bring back a Michael McCrudden and that as well.
Especially Darren Cole coming back today as well. I'm sure you're delighted to have him back on.
Huge love for us. Darren's a magnificent player. He's been very unfortunate with a knee injury for the last 4 or 5 weeks. So, you know, to get him back on the pitch tonight with his experience and his quality is fantastic. But Darren will be back up to speed hopefully in the next week or two as well.
Thanks. Thank you.